The news that two brothers, both in their 90s, are joining forces to produce a single barrel of wine sounds like a small matter. But these two men are Mondavis, part of the family that helped launch California's multi-billion-dollar wine industry, and that makes this story worth noting. And it's even more intriguing since 92-year-old Robert Mondavi and his 90-year-old brother Peter have been engaged in a fierce four-decade-long feud. Rich Cartier is publisher of Wine Market Report. He says the brothers are thinking about their legacy in the wine business.
Rather than go out with a lot of rancor and animosity, and rather than going out, so to speak, with people remembering them for the famous fisticuffs that they had back in 1965, I think this is how they want to be remembered. And in a sort of telling way, it's the sons of the two that have come up with this idea and the sons that will actually carry it out. It's almost biblical in a way.
Robert and Peter Mondavi were born into a winemaking family. Tell us a little bit about this family and how this relationship between those two brothers fell apart.
Well, Robert was quite flashy. His wife at the time enjoyed the good life. They enjoyed being out in public. They enjoyed being seen. And his brother Peter was exactly the opposite. He was the quieter, more studious, more bookkeeper sort of businessman. And this led to, as you can imagine, all sorts of conflicts. And because, Robert was out in public, he was, of course, spending more than the conservative Peter, and this led to further conflicts. And I think what eventually happened is there was one particular action that caused this actual fight, and that was when Robert bought a fur coat for his wife at the time. You know, the act just by itself was not so outrageous to Peter, but I think it represented a whole bunch of things to Peter. And that's when they eventually got into argument, and then they actually got into a physical altercation. That was the moment that they stopped speaking to each other, and they had not even been in the same room up until, I think, 1997.
And so for a time they weren't speaking to each other, but they were still working for the same winery. At what point did they actually split and start working on two
separate? I think the split came very, very quickly, say within, a couple of months. And then Robert took the money and about a year later found a property and built the first first winery to be built since Prohibition. In the Napa Valley. He built that and opened it in 1966.
How intense was the competition between the two brothers when they each had their own companies?
I don't think the competition was between them. I think that Robert was trying to create a California premium wine. C.K. Mondavi, being run by Peter, was making jug wines, was making less expensive wines, and that's where they were concentrating their efforts. So Robert was trying to do something that someone hadn't done before, and that was his vision. He was out globe-trotting. Peter was at home. Peter was talking to the grocery stores. So it was really a different approach. I don't think they really competed or even ran in the same circles.
You've been in the room with these two men at a moment where they weren't getting along. Now that they're going to get together, produce a single barrel of wine, what do you think it's going to be like when they come together this time?
I think that they will be as strong in their affection for each other as they were in their dislike for each other. And I saw that dislike, and I have to tell you, it was electric between the two. But when they come back after all these years, I think it will be, I think it will just be dynamic.
Rich Cartier, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Rich Cartier is a publisher of Wine Market Report, a daily online newsletter.